Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted Podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and it's springtime for... well, us. Let's look at the flowers that bloom in spring, because the message of spring is season three. I saw three ships. So if you know three times while Marvin is at the psychiatrist, a three-part mini opera, then the three of us will take three letters and mail them to 3500. Whatever. There's three's a crowd, or is three's company? I don't know. Joining us today are the usual seasons of love, including Kevin, younger than springtime Jaeger.
Oh, I'm looking at every single day.
Hey. Kimberly, our today is spring game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
I would like it to be spring. Yes.
I know. ASAP, please. And yeah. With us today is a new season. Let's Woo! Give a big broad-waisted welcome to season of the show.
Season of the show.
Season three.
Season three.
Season three is always when stuff starts to get a little weird.
Like we totally.
We have to shake up the mold. So, like, This is the season somebody has a baby. Or this is the season that, like, we introduce a fourth host, like a fourth guest host or something.
Someone is recast.
That then causes problems, like, amongst the ranks of Broadwasted.
So totally.
In the season three, it looks like I'm leaving the show forever. Like,
yeah,
stuff starts hitting the fan.
All right,
this is when it starts hitting the fan. But before we get into what things are going to hit the Broadwasted fan, I mean, you are listening and you are Broadwasted fans. You're not going to be hit by anything. No. But the Broadwasted fan is going to be hit, and we're going to explain all of that in this episode. However,
right,
it's been a while. What are you drinking? Kevin, what are you drinking?
What am I drinking? I am having a sensible margarita, and it is delish.
Is that in a Schubert cup?
It is. It's in one of my theater cups, and this was at a random Schubert theater where they gave a Schubert cup.
Cool. Kimberly, what are you drinking?
I have like a makeshift Paloma, so it's tequila and then like that polar seltzer grapefruit drink.
Yeah, sure. Cool.
Just those two things.
That sounds delicious.
Working out. Brian, yeah. What do you have?
So I you'll have to excuse me. I filled this water bottle with the beer. We had a I got a growler from a local place, and I just like didn't feel like putting it in a cup. I put it in this is like not a good look, but like yeah, keeping that's what I did. I don't care. Yeah, it keeps it cold. It's a very big, you know, Yeti or whatever.
Be careful. Fizzy up.
Yeah, I know, right?
I love it.
Cool. Well, we are back for season 3, but there is hello, Ted. Ted's our fourth.
Ted's the fourth that we mentioned. That causes drama.
Yeah.
And the baby.
Can I help you, Ted? Here. For all of you who subscribe to our Patreon, here's Ted. Say hi, Ted.
Hi, Ted. He's very concerned with why you're still in the basement.
Yeah, I think so. But what we're going to do is season 3 is going to be a little wacky. Kevin, why don't you explain why season 3 is going to be a little wacky?
Okay, so season 1 was wacky because we had like a billion episodes in it. Season 2 was wacky because it was our first time like starting again. So it was like a new season. So mm-hmm. Season 3, we were like, we can't just do a normal season. We have to have like a little bit of wacky to it. Mm-hmm. So season 3 this year is not just one amazing season. Oh no. Season 3 is 2 seasons.
Wait, what do you mean, Kevin?
I didn't really understand fully. So Kimberly, do you want to take it from there and explain?
Well, you know how some episodic things will take a hiatus over perhaps winter or spring or summer, and they'll have a mid-season finale, and then they come back and it's still the same season, but it's new like chunk of mm-hmm. season. And so we're just going to do season 3 chunk 1 through June, I believe.
Oh, and no spoiler alerts, because we do have a mid-season finale that's going to be delish.
It will be a cliffhanger for the century.
Yeah, you're going to love.
Never has there been such a podcast cliffhanger.
Ever. You're going to be totally bamboozled by it.
You're going to be bamboozled, but let me tell you, you're going
to wait till
love
fall.
It. That's all I'll say. You're totally going to love it.
It will take you through the summer of anxiety waiting for season 3, part 2.
Mm-hmm.
In the fall.
And we cannot be happier to bring all of that to you.
We couldn't be happier.
We couldn't be happier. No, sir. Couldn't be happier.
And you know what? As we say couldn't be happier, let's raise a glass to Brittany Johnson in Wicked. Congratulations.
Yes.
Cheers.
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 Making history, cool. Changing lives.
So, like,
I need to go see Wicked.
I've heard it's good. What what have you been up to? It's been a while since we all got together, and you know, you may be following us on social media and things like that, like our Kimberly and I's TikToks or the Broadwasted Instagram and Twitter and blah 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 Facebook. But like, what have you two been up to? What shows have you seen? What theatrical in exciting things have you done?
What have you been up to?
What have you been up to?
Ha-cha-cha-cha, ha-cha-cha-cha.
I have been a hermit of a person here in my apartment, and I'm realizing now that I have seen more things in Philadelphia.
Oh, sure.
Than in New York, because I just happened to get tickets. So I saw Hamilton in Philadelphia. I saw Pretty Woman in Philadelphia.
Sure.
But in New York, I have seen Carolina Change with Kevin.
Right. I was there.
You were there too. That's right. And you were there. And you. And my mind is a blank because this whole December, January felt like about 12 years long.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
And like alone.
Yeah.
And now it is spring and we're all emerging from our hibernation, and I am just looking forward to seeing all of the things.
Like a cocoon boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin, like you've seen some cool stuff, just like a coon boy.
I have. Yeah. I've been very fortunate to get to see some cool stuff again. I got to embrace, like Kimberly did, I embraced the hermit life for a little bit, but I've been out seeing shows in the theater. I got to see the newly revised Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Sure, okay. Sure.
I got to see that, how it came together as a one long show instead of two kind of long shows.
What did you think? Like without spoiling anything, like, it, you know, two shows versus one show. Do you have any opinions? Do you have any preferences?
So I think it still works and the magic is still there. And if you're a Harry Potter fan who has not seen the show, you will still get an incredible experience from seeing the show. I didn't, like, seeing it the second time, I was like, I didn't feel like I missed a lot in the show that they had cut that made me really, like, some of it I was trying to even figure out what they had cut.
Sure.
So when it's like that, that shows you, like, that was a good cut because I didn't miss anything. Sure. And all of the magic and all of the moments that I remembered as being, like, breathtaking were all still there.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
The one thing that was missing was just, I do remember the experience of when I saw it going and meeting up with Brian after the, like, in between the shows, like, talking to him about it and telling him and getting, like, more and more excited.
Sure.
And then, like, coming into the theater, like, and seeing the next night, yeah, and getting ready to come back in and see it. Like, so there was that anticipation that's fun, but, like, if you supremely need that, the good news is that the London production is still doing the full two performance.
Oh, is it really?
Schedule. So that's kind of like the mecca to go to if you want to, like, see, yeah, the full thing. But, like, Broadway and the other productions that are running around the world are all doing this new abridged version. So that was super cool to see that. And I also got to see The Music Man with Hugh Jackman. And
oh, yeah. Taylor. Hugh Jackman.
Right.
And it is literally everything that you expect from a Golden Age musical being done, sure, as a revival by this team.
And that's not a bad thing. It just is what it is.
It's exactly, they're not reinventing the wheel, which, like, I'm not asking them to, because, like, we've had revivals in the recent seasons that have taken shows and completely reinvented them, which is, mm-hmm, also very exciting. But sometimes it is really nice to just put a really well-made, well-polished, exact revival of the show you wanted to see. They changed some of the music to really showcase Sutton Foster's strengths. And to not have her doing, like, a lot of the high soprano stuff that Marion is known for. I did miss some of those moments, but only because I love this show and have done it, like, four times. So it's, like, I know it, like, the back of my hand, so it was kind of, like, jarring to hear moments that were different. But she's fantastic.
Wait,
like, she
can we stop for a second? Do you actually know the back of your hand?
Get, like, out of here.
Like,
ladies and gentlemen, honestly, season three of puns and dad jokes.
No, but seriously, do you think that if, like, you, now that I think about it, if they put a picture of the back of my hand with, like, eight other backs of hands, I don't know if I would be able to identify my own.
Yeah, I mean, I think
I... Does it include your fingers? Like, my fingers I would recognize.
I would recognize my fingers more than the back of my hand, but I think this is the entire, yeah, back of your hand, like, up to your fingers, yeah, and, like, your wrist and stuff like that.
I would agree.
Okay, I'll allow it.
This is the hard-hitting journalism you come here for.
Yeah, broad-waisted. Never a dull moment. So you know it like the back of your hand. It was jarring.
The ensemble's doing an incredible job. The kids are amazing, and they're, like, really giving it. And then Jane Hodishell and, help me, the guy from Gentleman's Guide.
Jefferson Mays.
Jefferson Mays, thank you. Incredible, like, the ensemble, every supporting roles are doing a great job, but the two of them, Jane Hodishell and Jefferson Mays, are really, like, the leaders of the pack. So obviously, if you can get a ticket, when you get a ticket, they're very expensive, but if you can get in to see Hugh and Sutton, I recommend that you do so. They aren't going anywhere. That show will be around for a while, so definitely check it out.
Great.
Yeah, so I've seen some really cool stuff.
I've
been very fortunate to see the theater coming back, and it's exciting what's coming in the future, and I'm excited to see more.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've seen...
What are you doing, Brian?
I saw Hadestown, the tour that came through, right, Philadelphia. It was really good.
With? friend of the show.
Nick Barish.
Nick Barish, yeah. He was wonderful. Everyone was really good in it. I found
How was Levi Christ?
Okay, so.
As it's such a departure from Andre DeShields.
Yeah, so.
But also not a departure from the original Off-Broadway.
Yes.
Like, I feel like his voice type is more similar to that.
Yeah, I personally, I prefer an older Hermes, I think, having seen both. This is to say his performance was excellent, and I liked, he was a little bit more like Jerry Lee Lewis, as you might guess.
You might think.
Yeah, he has a little bit more of that energy, obviously. You know, when you win a Tony for it, I guess it sticks with you. But like, he was just like, he just had more of that like energy, which I think went well because this cast was younger in a good way. I really liked how these two young people leaned into being young and naive. I loved that. And I think it made a lot of this work a lot, better for me, even though I love it on Broadway and it worked for me 100% on Broadway. I just liked seeing another layer to it because the show is so good that like, I don't have to worry about the actors being spectacular to justify the work itself, because the work is strong no matter what. So I was so happy to see excellent people making excellent choices that are different than what we've seen before. I thought it was just a really good production. The lights still swing and it's wonderful. Spoiler alert, light alert. But that was really fun. And it was just really, it was a good time. And I'm always happy to see it again. So that was great.
What was the Jaime ranking?
I mean, she liked it too. My sister had seen it for the first time and she liked it. And we both liked it. I think we preferred like our first experience seeing it, if you will, always.
Sure.
But you know, it was her second time seeing it, so she got some nice layers to it. My third time seeing it, I got extra layers there too. I really, it was just a good experience, and I really liked that theater. It was in the same one we saw Hamilton.
The Academy of Music is a beautiful place.
It's gorgeous, and we had a really nice time. So 10 out of 10. Go see it if Hadestown is coming to your town. Cool.
I love that.
Do you know where else we go to town?
Where?
Tuesdays in the corner with Kevin.
It's Kevin's Corner.
Oh my goodness, I haven't been here forever. This place is a mess.
Oh no.
It's decorated.
There's stuff everywhere. I have to redecorate. I mean, there's clothes here from last season. We got to get rid of that. Just show cards everywhere that I stole from Kimberly, obviously.
I was going to say, hey, those are mine.
But there's also something really special in this Kevin's Corner.
Ooh, tell me more.
What is it?
New and exciting that I'm excited to tell all of you about. And some of you have seen it on social media. But I am very excited to be making a my Green Room 42 debut.
Woo!
With a solo show on my birthday, March 21st, at 9:30 p.m. at Green Room 42. The show is called Repeat Offender. It's going to be a show with me singing songs and telling stories about how I have a really great knack for making bad decisions. So you get to hear some of the crazy bad decisions I've made in my life and where it's gotten me. So it's going to be super fun. You'll also see some familiar faces as guest stars, including Brian Plosky, Kimberly Kupa-Schmidt, and Jay Schmidt as well, as a few other people. It's being directed by Robbie Rizel, our friend of the show. So it's going to be a really fun time, and I would love to see all of you there. You can get tickets at Green Room 42. We'll put a link somewhere.
We'll put it in this episode.
Yeah, so there'll be a link with the episode, and it'll be on my social meds, so you can get it there as well. But it's really fun. Come see the show. Green Room 42 is a really cool venue. If you can't make it to see the show, but you want to check it out, There's also virtual tickets that you can buy so you can watch the show from anywhere around the world.
That's super cool, Kevin. That's
the thing that we do now, which is super cool. So like my sister who just had a baby a month ago gets to still come to the show once she puts the kid down. And even if the kid has to feed, she can still watch the show, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's the magic of virtual tickets. And I think virtual tickets are like $19, so they're really not expensive. So it would be really cool to see you all there, or to virtually have you there, as I return to dust off my performer's cap and have a good time on the Green Room 42 stage to celebrate my 37th birthday and the most recent birthday that I've been able to actually celebrate with other people in the room.
Sure.
In the first one in 3 years. So that'll be really fun to have a lot of people around for that.
That's going to be awesome. Also the virtual link is just so cool because like, yes, not everyone can come to New York, but like you can watch us be idiots from the comfort of your own home.
Yeah. Which is always great.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's so cool. I'm excited for it. I'm excited to see this Brian Plofsky character. Yeah. And this Kimberly Cooper
like
Schmidt.
This Jay Schmidt. He sounds handsome. So can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll like me.
And then other special guests. We are special though. But right. Others.
We are special. Like, some people might be more special.
Yeah.
You guys are very special, but you're the very special people that people assume that when I'm doing a show, you'll be there.
That's fair.
Yeah, of course.
So this has been Kevin's Corner.
Yay!
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
That was fun.
That was like the most thought out, sensical Kevin's Corner there's ever been.
Yeah, but I liked it.
Don't get used to it, people. This isn't a sign of Kevin's Corner being normal in season 3. Things will be very different.
100%.
Ryan, your hair is so long.
I know. I'm getting a haircut on Friday, but it is long.
Oh, it's very long.
It's very like late seasons Game of Thrones.
Or mid, like, it's mid, like, mid-pandemic length.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah, I'm getting a haircut on Friday.
It's Order of the Phoenix length.
Yeah, totally. We should be judging all haircut styles on the Harry Potter series. I'm not being facetious. 100%.
Hundo.
Well, every March we do something super special, and this March is no different. And it's not just the fact that we are coming back from our hiatus for season 3, part 1. We are doing, once again, March Madness. Now, I understand that we still need to watch the original production of In the Heights at the Library from our first March Madness.
From 2020's March Madness.
But this March Madness, we are doing what we did last year, and we are putting on social media, specifically Twitter and Instagram, for you to vote on what movie musical we should watch. Over the course of 15 days, starting today, so check out our Twitter, check out our Instagram.
Today!
Vote, it's starting today!
It's today.
It also made me think of, we're coming to America.
Yeah.
Today!
Oh, yeah.
No day, but today. We are starting our March Madness. Now, we're doing it a little bit differently this year. This year, the four bracket spaces are dedicated to each one of us. But wait, there's only three of us. The fourth one is a... Yeah, good question. The fourth bracket is going to be from our guests. So today you'll see my bracket has started. So in my corner of the universe here, I have four movies that I am excited that I would love for you to vote for. Because the exciting thing about this is because each of us is on our own region, we're all going to have a movie in the final four. So it's you voting and parsing through what you want from our region to take on everybody else in the final four. So for my bracket, I've chosen Dreamgirls, South Park, the movie, Bigger, Longer, Uncut, All That Jazz, and Funny Girl. Those are my four movies. I'd love for you to vote for one of those. We'll see what gets into the final four. And then we're going to go into Kimberly's region. Excuse me. Kimberly, what four movies are in your region?
Four movies I haven't seen, which is why you should vote for them, because then I get to watch them for the first time. And those movies are Annette, I've Heard Weird Things, The Greatest Showman, People Seem to Like It, The Wiz, I Like It. And Once, I've fallen asleep trying to watch this movie about 12 times, and so maybe this time's a charm.
It took her more than once.
Took me more than once.
And then after Kimberly, we're headed to the Kevin region. Kevin, what movies have you chosen?
Okay, so I decided to go full Kevin's Corner absurdist with my choices of the three ones that I picked.
Love it.
So my first one I chose was Anna and the Apocalypse, which is a musical, like, horror camp film about a girl and all her friends trying to survive a zombie apocalypse. I chose Rock of Ages, the film, because I've never seen it and I've heard it's terrible, but I'm here for the awfulness and want to enjoy everything. I saw it in theaters. I also saw it on Broadway off Broadway with Brian and had such a blast. And so I want to see what they did to make this reviled of a movie.
They didn't do good things.
I also put Bedknobs and Broomsticks because I've not seen this movie since I was like 8 years old. And my grandma used to have us watch it all the time. And I'm sure it's trippy as hell now. So I want to watch it now and see what it's like.
Love it.
And then I also put A Star Is Born on there. The Lady Gaga version.
Sure. Sure.
Because I saw it in the... I went on a mandate with Brian and saw it in the theater, and we both cried.
We did. A lot.
So I
still haven't seen it.
Oh, good.
Kimberly hasn't seen it yet, so I want to get her in on the cry team with us. So I picked three absurd movies and one good cry film. So we'll see how you guys vote. But
I love that.
Vote for me to win.
And in our fourth region, we've invited our guests, our usual guests, to pick a movie, and then we'll see who wins that bracket. Aaron J. Albano is going with Coco. Haley Pachoon is with Hello Dolly. Nikisha is with Guys and Dolls. And then Robbie Rizal is with the original 1982 Annie. So we will see what comes out of that bracket and what's the next movie we're going to do for our movie club. We're super excited about it. Again, check out our social media, Instagram and Twitter. You can vote there. You can vote on both of them. And we will see what it's a day to vote. And then the next day is the new matchup. And we'll go through that for 15 days. Super excited.
You don't have to play basketball.
You don't have to play basketball.
You don't have to play basketball.
Yeah.
This is literally the Broadway silly version of a sports ball bracket. And it's wonderful. And I'm also obsessed with how many times Barbara Streisand shows up on this list.
That's true. So much.
I'd like to thank all of us that Barbara is at least one of every, at least one of the three regions has a Barbara film, or at least three regions, I mean, has a Barbara film in it. So if you all could work together to vote so that Barbara is in the final four in three of the four films,
wait,
that would be
Barbara's not in. Barbara's in my region.
Barbara's in Funny Girl in your region. Barbara's in
Hello Dolly.
Hello Dolly in that region. And then she's also in
She's not in A Star Is Born, but it's related to her.
Oh, yeah. Damn it. Yeah. I didn't...
You're wrong.
Oh, I'm wrong.
That's all right. I knew where you were going. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool.
Okay. Okay. Well,
you can still get to the final two. It's on opposite sides.
Okay. So I would like all of you to get Barbara in two films and Gaga in one film. Actually, no, but you can pick all my other ones too. Just pick all my movies and no one else's.
I don't think that's how the bracket will work.
That's okay. Maybe let's play a game.
Okay, okay. Let's try playing a game.
Speaking of basketball.
Oh, no. I am the tallest. I just looked up
college basketball mascots, and I have a list, and we can play Say When with a college basketball mascot. And then when you get your mascot, you have to put this mascot in a show that you have seen this season, in a show that you've seen.
Okay.
Great.
And you get to pick.
Okay.
The show.
Great.
Cool.
Kevin, do you want to go first? And just somehow work this person into a musical that you've seen.
Got it.
Kevin, say when.
When?
You have Will D. Cat, which is Villanova's mascot, and it's a wildcat dressed in a basketball outfit.
Okay, and his name is Will D. Cat. Will D. Cat. Okay.
So it is a humanoid cat dressed in a basketball player's outfit.
Okay, Will D. Cat.
Correct.
And is it is the idea that I have to keep him as, like, the anthropomorphic cat, or is it, like, a person in this suit?
No, no, no. It's the cat.
Great. Okay. I can do this. I can do this. Okay. So I'm going to put him in The Music Man with Hugh Jackman and Sutton Foster.
Mm-hmm.
And the show is going to play as normal up until we're in Act Two, and Harold Hill is making really good friends with Winthrop to the point where Winthrop sings Gary, Indiana. Mm-hmm. And that's when I introduce the kids. So basically, Winthrop's like, I'm so excited. And Marion's like all happy and lovey-dovey with him. And she's like, okay, I trust you now. So I'm going to introduce you to my other brother. And then they open the cellar door. And out comes this anthropomorphic cat in a little outfit. And he's horrified at first, but then he sings Jolly Villanova. And he's so moved by that that he puts him into the band. And then everyone's just so excited to have this cat in the band.
I love it.
Wonderful.
That they don't even, like... That, like, the anvil salesman sees the cat and he doesn't even want to press charges anymore. He just is moved to tears and is, like, so happy about this cat man.
He's a cat man. I love it.
Will
it's like Batboy.
Yeah, but Catboy.
Catboy. That's what I would do with Catboy Man.
I love it.
Perfect.
Catman do.
Amazing.
Brian, you ready?
Always.
Say when.
When.
You have Stanford Tree.
Okay.
Which is a tree.
Yeah, it's a tree. All right.
The Stanford Tree is actually just a tree?
Yeah, it's like a pine tree.
It's like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Okay.
With a very scary mouth.
Okay.
Oh.
He is going to be the Stanford Tree is going to be the mascot of Hadestown.
Okay.
And because the tree can be made to build the wedding table, the tree could be made to build the wall. The tree could be used for the chairs in the saloon, in the bar, in that place. The tree could be used, and you could hang the lights from the tree. There's just like a lot of uses for the tree in that set. And so I think, you know, he's one of the characters, in the show. He's one of the ensemble members.
obviously, you know, there's like a built-in song to be like his pre-entrance song.
Remind me, I forget.
Wait for tree, he's coming.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's what it is. And then you can buy little trees and you can take pictures on the step and repeat with trees in the lobby. There's like a lot you could do with the trees. And then the tree burns because they go to Hades. And Hades town, and it catches on fire. Tree? Yeah. So that's Hades with the Stanford tree. Hades town.
Perfect.
See, I was gonna say, but then the tree can represent their love, and I was like, no, that's once on this island.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen, if the tree goes up in flames in an Orpheus musical, I think that's also fine.
No, that's also fine. That's
yeah.
Fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's Hades town with the tree.
Okay. I love that. Are you ready to say when for me?
Yes.
Season 3, where we don't let Kimberly play.
No, season 3, where we never say when. But also when.
Truman the Tiger. He's a yellow tiger mascot.
Okay, of where?
Truman, I assume.
Cool.
Oh, Truman Capote College.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
That's what I thought, too.
Truman the Tiger looks like a slightly less animated Frosted Flakes tiger.
Tony.
So, what have I seen for Truman?
Truman Capote. I love it. Truman Show. The Truman Show.
Truman the Tiger.
What's the Truman Show?
Huh? He's in the Truman Show.
What's the Truman Show?
Yeah. What have I seen? Oh, Truman the Tiger is going into Pretty Woman. Yeah. And he takes the place of the bellhop. So like the bellhop character is just, it's still the actor who plays the bellhop character. He is in the mascot uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing else changes. He's just dressed as a tiger.
I love that.
I love that because that was the Tommy Bracco part, right?
Yeah.
I love that part so much because it's not defined at all if she Mm-mm. knows him, if she, like, is he really there or is he just like a dancer passing time, but then he is there. So mm-hmm. it's so wonderful.
Yeah. It could literally then he like dances with the hotel manager.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love this.
And so just imagine it as a tiger dressed as a bellhop. We're done. We did it.
I love it. Wait, you saw Adam Pascal?
I did.
Oh, that's cool.
Listen.
And who's playing Vivian on the road?
I forget her name.
Was she lovely?
She was great. She's Frankie Valli's niece.
Oh, okay.
So like she's got pipes. Oh, genetically, she has pipes.
Linda Valli.
Yeah. I forget. Maybe Nicole, Natalie, someone.
That song is just such a good showpiece. Like the I Can't Go Back.
Oh, yeah.
It's just such a good, it's like, it's almost like a pop ballad. Like,
it is a pop ballad.
Should yes. we give I Can't Go Back to Truman the Tiger?
Maybe he's just there.
Yeah, he just, but if he's in every scene.
He's just, yeah. He's like he's the narrator. He also takes the happy man stuff.
Yeah, totally. Great. Okay. I love it.
Yeah, 100%.
Cool.
Truman, my boy.
Truman.
Played by Tommy Bracco.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Still, of course.
Totally.
Oh, that has so been cool. Marchy Madness. Mascot Madness.
March-E Madness.
March-E Madness, the mascot Madness. For March Madness.
Yeah, I love it. Cool.
Yes.
Well,
you know what? I'm putting this out there. If any of the Broadwayson fans who are listening want to draw a doodle of what March-E Madness, the mascot for Broadwayson's March Madness would look like, I'm down for it.
Yeah, me too.
I love that. Well, that does bring us to the end of our episode, our first episode of season 3, part 1. We ran through a lot of cool stuff. We talked about how we are doing a March Madness. So get on Twitter, get on Instagram, and vote, vote, vote. Two, you got to get your tickets to see Kevin's Cabaret for his birthday. Whether they're virtual or in person, you got to go. You got to come see us and all the other special guests. You got to go. Kevin, when is it again? I forget.
It's March 21st at 9:30 p.m. The show's called Repeat Offender, and it's at Green Room 42. And
be there or be square.
And the link will be in this episode's description. So we'd love to see you there. It's our first, it's Kevin's show, but it's the first kind of live thing we've done in a long time. So you should get your booty in those seats. It'll be super, super fun.
Yeah. Do it. We got stuff for the Broadway's to get.
So that'll be awesome. And then the last thing that we also have is just keep, stay subscribed to Broadwasted because, you know, we got season 3, part 1. We got season 3, part 2. Yeah. There's a lot happening.
Because we're not just doing seasons.
We're doing double parts of seasons. We're bringing you extra. Yeah. It's keep coming.
Yeah. Well, and as we always end with a quote, just come and knock on our door. We've been waiting for you. Where the kisses are hers and his. Three's Company 2, part 1 and 2. Three's Company part 1 and 2.
I will be willing to be the second hers for that.
Oh, sure.
Great.
Yeah, great.
I can do that.
Don't forget, you can follow us wherever you follow things, including social media. That is like Twitter and Instagram. You can.
I mean, like, I would prefer following on social media than like following like on the street.
That's fair. I think that's a good distinction.
Don't just follow us around.
You can follow us on social media.
On the internet.
Yeah, you can follow us on those. Don't forget, you can find us on wherever you get your podcasts. So Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. But what we do need to do is rate and review us there. 5 stars, please.
And thank you.
And also, like, I don't know. Kimberly and I are getting into TikTok. So follow Kimberly. What's your personal one, Kimberly?
Kimber Coops. Who knows what's happening there?
Yeah.
TikTok is the Wild West.
Yeah. I'm at Nutty Professor. So follow me there. We're going to do some fun stuff this season. So follow us on and join our Facebook group. As we end every episode, we raise a glass.
Oh, yeah.
And we say... Zoo-doo-wah. Cheers.
Oh, yeah.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.